We bring you live to the gruesome scene unfolding in Imperial Park, where the heinous villain Amplifist is currently terrorizing locals and running rampant with no signs of stopping. Oh my god. It seems a citizen has stepped up to confront Amplifist and is trying to shield what looks like a small child from the havoc. Oh, the humanity! He's charging the flow! It shields me!
Sorry I'm a little late, everyone. You wouldn't believe the traffic. Well done, citizen. You get yourselves to a safe distance. I'll handle it from here. The jig is up, Amplifist. I can bring you in the easy way or the hard way. Huh. I thought you'd say something like that. Maybe this will spark your memory. How's that for a shock? Stop. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on. No, stop. I'm flattered, really. You guys. No, thank you.
EC7 News, we are bringing you up close and personal with Shield Maiden, the hero of Empire City.
I am humbled and honored to serve this great city. Can I get some love for Empire City? Great stuff. But the real heroes of Empire City don't wear capes. They're the people like you, the heart and soul of this fair city. And to anyone out there watching, you are all my heroes. Well, hello there, citizen. I know my presence here at this hour must be shocking. I'm sorry if I disturbed your sleep. I was worried you may have been injured in my fight with Amplifist, and I wanted to make sure you were all right. Oh, well, that's good to hear. You're a tough one. I also wanted to pass along my sincere gratitude and admiration for your heroism earlier today. Standing up to a supervillain like that takes something special. Ah, you're really too humble. Being brave is a lot easier with the power of flight and indestructible skin. What this city needs is more people like you. Average Joes willing to stand up to evil, no matter the danger. May I come in? Although, admittedly, I don't like the idea of you putting yourself in danger without me there to protect you. That's why I'd like to reward your act of valor, if you'll allow me. With what? Why, what else? An evening with me! I can take you to the Hall of Legends, or Hero Island, and show you what few civilians will ever see. Mission HQ for the Guild of Heroes. Or anywhere else. With my powers, I could take us to Europe in the time it'd take you to tie your shoe. Ever tried authentic cuisine from France? The Philippines? Japan? Name it, and I'll fly us there now. Well, of course you're flattered. I don't make this offer for anyone, you know. But what? Really? You're sure you want to decline my invitation? Ah, just think on it for a minute. Your wife? No need to worry about that. I promise to have you back before she even knows you're gone. I see. Well, if you've made your mind up, then I will leave you to your evening plans. Here, though, this watch will emit a signal that only I can hear when you press this button here, right? When you've given it some thought, just press it, and I'll arrive at your location. Then you and I can have our evening at your discretion, right? We'll see each other soon, I expect. For now, though, good evening, and thank you once again for aiding me in the fight against evil. Late night at the office? Hey, relax. It's just me. You couldn't possibly be safer, right? Why am I in your house? Well, you know the answer to that, don't you? You never signaled me for our evening together. I thought maybe you were in danger. Not in danger? Well, did I not show you how to use the button on the watch? I thought it was fairly intuitive, but I am always surprised by the limited capabilities of man. Couldn't be that you just decided to ignore me, could it? After all, I am the most powerful woman on the face of the earth, and I know where you live. That would be just silly. I can hear your heart beating faster. Are you getting nervous? What is that? I'm here. Nobody could ever hurt you under my watch. Listen, I understand. I'm an intruder in your home. I frightened you. Should have done all of this differently. That's on me. I just didn't know whether something had happened. I had to ensure that you and your family were safe. I would never want something to happen to your wife and daughter. Imagine how devastating that would be. But I can tell I came on too strong. Subtlety is one of the few superpowers I don't have. I'm sorry. We'll just fly over the city, and I won't bother you or your family anymore. Promise. Scout's honor. Come on, don't be unreasonable. Just one flight. You won't believe how beautiful the city lights are at this time of night. No. Come on. I won't take no for an answer. Come on. It's safe, I promise. I won't drop you. Hey, just come here in my arms. It'll be fast. Well, stop your protesting and let me pick you up in my arms, all right? There we go. You comfortable? Good. Hold on tight. Keep your arms around me like that, yeah? Ready? Here we go. Hey, you're all right. I've got you. Hey, just breathe. I won't let you go. You are completely safe. I'll slow down a bit so you can see. Hey, open your eyes. See the lights. It's beautiful, isn't it? I get to see this almost every night. Patrolling for crime. Nights like these are just breathtaking from up here. You can see the whole city sprawling out below us. I'm so glad you like it. Me? Well, I've seen pretty much all of it by now. Been out of Empire City, the country, out of the Milky Way. Now, you probably wouldn't believe me, but this isn't even the most beautiful planet I've ever seen. I've seen things you couldn't possibly imagine in this line of duty. Things that don't even bear comparison to a life like yours. Roaming around on the ground, in the muck, like so many little ants. You have to stand on mountains to feel the scale of this planet the way that I do. To even fathom it. Nowadays, I watch the city up here, and all I feel is lonely. Away from all the bustle and noise. Completely solitary. With nobody to share a view like this, what's the point? But I'm sharing it with you now, aren't I? What do you think of all those pretty little lights? Those skyscrapers look so different from above, don't they? Does it overwhelm you? Having your delicate, mortal life dangled over a precipice that plummets into oblivion. I will never understand that about people. Normal, mortal people like you. How you don't feel constant anxiety over everything. The way the world conspires to snuff you out at all times. Floods and tornadoes and earthquakes, disease, even wild animals. It's so fascinating to me. Guess it's because I've never really felt fear in my life. How could I? What's out there that could possibly make me feel afraid? I'm rambling, aren't I? Sorry. It just feels so good to be here with you, you know? Have you in my arms. To see the city lights reflected in those pretty little eyes of yours. No, don't try and push me away. Come here. Just let me do this. Let me touch you. Kiss you. What do you think you're doing? Trying to fight free of me? Look down. You have nowhere to go. Just enjoy this. God, that feels right. Your mouth is so sweet. Hey, quit turning away. Don't close your mouth, you little tease. Come here. You want me to drop you? No. You don't. Do you? And open your mouth so I can stick my tongue in it. You make me so crazy when you fight me like this. When you refuse to go out with me. I think you like me crazy, right? You want me to force this on you? So you don't have to feel guilty about your little wifey. Oh my god, would you stop crying? Here, I'll land and let you down. Happy? What's wrong? This rooftop wasn't where you wanted me to take you? Well, it's too bad, ain't it? I cannot believe you! Seriously! Millions of men from across the world send me letters, emails, fucking Hohmann pigeons every single day describing this exact scenario. How much they want me to dominate them. I'm goddamn shield maiden! I can fuck whoever I want. Really? Oh, what are you gonna do? Fight me off? Take off from this rooftop and fly back to your stupid little wife and kid alone? Hey, be my guest. No? Okay. Well, then let me make something clear for you. If I wanted, I could have flown you to Hero Island, chained you up in one of Red Fury's sex dungeons, stopped by your house, slaughtered your family in their sleep, and been back before you even knew what happened. You couldn't possibly comprehend the power I have. So when I say I'm gonna rape you on this rooftop, you should know there isn't a goddamn thing on this planet that could stop me. So either stop pissing me off, or I will have to teach you to respect that fact. Are we ready to behave now? Good. Take off your clothes. Don't keep me waiting. God, you look sexy. I guess this job has its perks. Hey, you uncover yourself right now. I want to devour you with my eyes for a bit. Get yourself hard. I don't care how you do it, just make yourself hard. Stroke yourself. Come on. Slowly. That's right. Nice and slow. Hey, watch me strip out of my costume. You, keep your eyes on my body. And don't even think about closing them. For somebody who does so much protesting, it's awfully suspicious that you're getting so hard for me. This isn't going to be the only time I do this. You know that, don't you? I think next time I'd like to bring that dumb wife of yours along to watch. She could just be a good little fluffer cuck queen. Eat me out, suck your cock, and then sit back and watch. Oh, you didn't like that. I don't care. Your body's my toy, all right? Your cock, your mouth, your hands, and your brain are all my playthings now. Lie down on your back. I'm gonna sit on your face. And I suggest you do a good job pleasing this pussy. Cause if I want, I could squish your head like a grape between my thighs. Ooh, yeah, that's the stuff. Use that tongue. Go on. Play with my clit just like that. That's right. You know. Oh, the whole guild gets up to the nastiest shit in our off time. Storm Chaser and Landslide have orgies on Hero Island all the time. You already know about Red Fury's dungeon. A lot of female fans of his are happy to find themselves down there. Stranger's an exhibitionist. Home Run and Patriot Girl are in a cuckold relationship. Nobody ever notices the chastity cage he wears under his costume. Oh. How would you feel about something like that? Speak up. I can't hear you with a mouthful of my pussy. I suppose I'll just have to think about it. They're not even the most depraved of us either. My man has a foot fetish. Speed Demon likes to have his cock and balls crushed. Countess likes to be peed on. And of course, little old me. I'm not a pervert. I'm not a complicated woman. But I don't know why. I should have to ask for the consent of somebody who couldn't deny me even if I did. It's enough. Now I'm gonna take your cock. What did I say? Don't protest this. In fact, look into my eyes. Look into my fucking eyes! Tell me you want me. Do it. Good boy. Beg for it. Beg for my pussy. Oh, that's good. Such a little whore. You'd do anything for this pussy, wouldn't you? Oh, I bet you would. Tell me your wife can't kick you hard. That you'll only ever come for me again. Mean it. Made me believe it. Beg like you want me. Oh. Oh, baby. I'll give it to you. Since you asked so nicely. Oh, God, that's right. Move those hips against mine. Grind that dick deep. Now you're doing it. Oh, you fucking whore. Oh, you can't lie to me. I know you love it. You love my body crushing down on yours. Oh, you love his pussy, don't you? Yeah, you fucking do. Oh, you dream about this pussy. Huh. Fuck yeah. I satisfy you like your wife never could. I make you want me like you could never want her. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Even when you're with her, you'll be thinking of me, right? Won't you? You'll be imagining my cunt on you. My hips gyrating and bringing you so agonizingly close. You're so spoiled, aren't you? A woman like her is just so fragile compared to me. She couldn't take you like this. Couldn't empty your mind of all those burdensome thoughts and worries. Free you of your own consent. Take you this deep. Humiliate you. And rape you like I am. Oh shit, I'm gonna come. Oh fuck, I'm so close. I'm about to come. Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah. No god. Look how sweet you look. All fucked out. so flushed and embarrassed. It's so pathetic. That's what makes it cute to me. How pitiful and helpless you look. Just waiting for me to take you home. Oh my God. Look at this. You didn't come, did you? All that pearl clutching. All that righteous indignation at my advances, and you couldn't even hold it in. You didn't even last as long as me. Oh, God. How pathetic. Oh, yes. Pet. We'll be seeing each other soon. Very soon.